recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Bechorot, brought to you by Bein Chomot Yerushalayim, is Bechorot Daf Chof Dalet. We are holding at 1/4 of the way down, My Brayta. So yesterday we learned the Mishnah of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says that if you purchase a nursing animal together with its child, you can be absolutely certain that the next child is not a Bechor because of the fact that it's not going to be nursing another child. It's its own child. The same thing would be true if you had a flock of some animals that were expecting their firstborn, their mafkirot, other animals that were not expecting their firstborn, but their second or third, and you come in and you find both of them a nikot. You don't have to be afraid that they're all suffix bechors. Each one is teamed up perfectly well, and there's no problem of one animal adopting the child of another animal or switching. And yesterday we were told that even though Ravit Paskin, that the halacha is like the Mishnayot, only where there's no machloket, this Mishnah, Reb Shimon Gamliel, despite the fact that there is a machloket, that machloket is only in a braita. And the braita is not considered to be a machloket. We've been referring to this braita all along, but we don't really know what that braita is. Clearly there's a braita that says that an animal will adopt a child of a different animal. And today we want to know, what is that braita? My braita. The Tanya halokel beima menika min ha'oveh kochavim, haba acharav bechor misafek mipnei shemerachenet. Here it says that according to the Tanakama, if you buy an animal and its child, and it's suckling this animal from a goy, the next animal is still a suffix bechor. Why? Because this animal may have been involved at compassionate nursing leave. It may not be her own, and nonetheless, she is merachemet, in which case, the next one is a suffix bechor, because maybe she never gave birth. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer, hadavar becheskato. You can assume that things are exactly what they seem to be. We'll see that loshen, how far he means to take that. V'chein hayah Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer, and furthermore, which is similar to our Mishnah, hanichnas l'toch hedro b'layla, somebody walks in the middle of the night, v'ra'a ke'eser chameshesrei mafkirot, v'shein mafkirot, he sees he's got a whole flock of animal, and these animals, some of them have been, they're given birth before, so they're not expecting their bechor. And there are others that are expecting their bechor. And the next morning, l'machar ishkim, the next morning he comes, but he could see what's going on, and he finds, so he just was too tired to start clipping on plastic bracelets with the name of the mother and the child on the, you know, on their legs. So in the morning, he wakes up and he finds that all of the kevot, all of the zecharim, are tuliot b'shein mafkirot. They are all nursing from these animals that are not expecting their firstborn. They all had children before. And then the kevot, they're all the children, suppose, apparently, they're all suckling from the first-time mommies. He can rely on that there's no bechor here, and therefore, he does not have to be afraid that maybe they inverted their children and they got mixed up, and some of them, maybe one of these males really was the child of a female that had never had a child before, and it's just being raised by a neighbor. You don't have to worry about such a thing. Now, the question is, when he uses this interesting language, he says, hadavar b'cheskato. What exactly does it mean? How far does he want to take that? So when he says, hadavar b'cheskato, unquote, the Kamar of Shimon Gamliel, is what he's saying simply that, eina merachemet, unless it had a child before, but he's not absolutely ruling out the fact that an animal may, under certain circumstances, end up having a compassionate response to the child of another animal. And the only thing that's important to us is the Gabi Bechor. There's no way that that would happen unless it's already been a mother. If it was already a mother before, then it's supplied with the necessary oxytocins and other whatever it requires to have a compassionate reaction even on another animal's child. And therefore, we don't care when it comes to Bechor. All we need to know is that it already had a child. That's all we need to know. And that's what he's saying. Adavar b'chazkato, it already had a child. If it's raising a child, I guarantee it already had a child. Maybe this is its child, maybe it's not. That's not relevant to our question. Our question is simply, is the next child a Bechor? The answer is no. If you ask me why, I'll tell you, look, why? Because it definitely already had a child. You mean the one that it's nursing? No, not necessarily. Maybe it had another child, but it definitely had a child. Maybe that's what he means. Or maybe, but had it already had another child, then it would be possible that it's nursing another animal. Now we'll see who cares. That we'll see in a moment. Then we'd have to be concerned that maybe, in fact, it would be compassionate towards a neighbor's animal. Or perhaps the damerachama, perhaps when he says adavar b'chazkato, he means animals do not take over other animals' children. It will only have this response of suckling to its own child, and the lav didalo merachma will not be turned on by another child. And who cares? I'll tell you who cares. My nafkamina. The nafkamina will be, when you say Adavar b'chazkato, and I ask Reb Shimon Gamliel, do you mean Adavar b'chazkato that we can assume that what you see is what you get? And that this is mother and child reunion. And why is that important? Because if it is, then if you shecht both of them on one day, Adavar b'chazkato b'chayim malchus. But on the other hand, if Reb Shimon ben Gamliel only is saying Legabe b'chor Adavar b'chazkato, but theoretically speaking, you cannot be sure that this is the mother and child, then you won't be able to give him malchus b'shemoto ved beno unless you can present the birth certificate to the court and say, we know that this is this female's child. So let's take a look inside. L'may nafkamina, l'milka l'mishumoto ved beno. Will you get malchus because of oto ved beno or not? If you're going to tell me that definitely it will never suckle another child, it has to be its own, so then you'll get it malchus because of the Davar b'chazkato, that this is its child. But if all he's saying is that the lav didanami merachama, and all he's saying is that it must have already had a child before, and therefore this is not a bechor, then you will not be able to give him malchus because of oto ved beno. So you may know, for a fact, that the next animal is not a bechor, but you don't know for a fact that the animal that it's currently nursing is its own child. That's my suffix. My, what did Reb Shimon ben Gamliel mean when he said adavar b'chazkato? Adavar b'chazkato vis-a-vis bechor, or adavar b'chazkato, literally what you see is what you get, that this is a mother and child. Toshma, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer, alokeach behima min oved kochavim. Look, what does he say? He says, "Alokher beima menika mino ved kochavim eno choshesh shema benal shel acharat." Can't you read? He's saying you have no basis to suspect that this is another female's child. Okay, now that tells me in terms of all halakhot, and that includes oto ved beno eno choshesh. There's no tzad. No, excuse me. You're not reading carefully. Does it say Eino Choshesh Shema B'Nashal Acheret Hu? Huh? Does it say that? Why does it say Shema B'Nashal Acheret Haya? Does that make sense to you grammatically? Maybe it was the child of another. What do you mean it was? It is. You bought it now. We're telling you, okay, what's the din? You don't have to worry that this is, not that this was. Okay, so then obviously there's another message that's being here hidden between the words. Therefore, what we need to, let's just see that inside. Mika Tani, who? Does it say what you expect? Does it say this animal is? No. It says this animal was. Haya katani, okay? And therefore, the way to understand this properly is to assume that what it's telling you is that A, you don't have to be choshesh that this is b'nashal acher. But there's also the tzad that there was a child, a meaning, unless there had been another flood. But that wouldn't be important to you anyway in the current context, which is Bechor. So what it's saying is, Eino choshesh shema b'na shel acheret, ela im ken haya lavlad meikara. And that's what's important to me, is the haya. Because since we're dealing with, and what is the next animal to come, not a Bechor, so the haya is coming to tell you, look, whether it's who or haya, you're fine. Because the next animal is vada, not a Bechor. But as far as Otoved b'na is concerned, I don't know, maybe. So from here, we can't be sure anyway. Okay, let's take a look at the next piece, Tashma. Nichnas betoch edro. V'ra'at ha-mafkirot benikot, v'she'in mafkirot benikot. Says in the Mishnah, according to Shema Gabriel, you don't have to worry. Eino choshesh, shema b'na shazo, balo etzozo, o shema b'na shazo, balo etzozo. So, why not? Why not? You said that perhaps if she had already given birth, that then she would adopt another child. Is that what you said? So, I mean, if that's true, then it's exactly what the Seif is coming to address. The Seif says, no, you don't have to worry. Amai, why don't you have to worry? Lechush Dilma Rachumi Rachim, why don't you have to worry that perhaps it adopted another child? Now, come on. B'makom didal, lo shafka didam, rachma delav didal. We're talking about they all gave birth simultaneously. And all of them have live animals. So we're not talking about the Shlomo HaMelech situation. So what are we talking about? That you think that they're going to stom switch? Is that going to switch another animal for its own? That's ridiculous. So if it had its own child, it's going to keep its own child. What we were talking about was a case where maybe you buy a nursing animal. And you're questioning Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, does that mean that the nursing animal with its child is definitely a pair? Maybe not. Maybe over there, in fact, it had once had a child. It's been in this barnyard. And there's another little lamb running around that doesn't have a mommy. So maybe it's nursing these other little lambs. I can't be Mechayev, maybe, for Otoved Beno. I mean, that's our question. You certainly can't bring a raya from the mission. Well, now, wait a minute. I mean, he has one word to say in the bride. What he says is, Hadavar b'chaskato, right? Now, Hadavar b'chaskato continues on to the Sefer. V'chein, furthermore, in a case... Brain massage for Richie. Okay, Richie, we're ready to really go. Now, he also says v'chein. Now, we have two cases, right? What was the case number one? Was to tell me Adavar b'cheskato, and you're saying, well, I'm not sure. Does Adavar b'cheskato? Adavar b'cheskato, I'm not sure whether that means that it's b'cheskato in terms of b'chor, or it's b'cheskato that this is v'arai, it's child. But then you just told me, did you not, that when two animals both are together with their children, then by definition it's their respective children. That's for sure. It was only where we don't see that there was her own child. But if she has her own child, then definitely this is her child. They didn't switch. Okay. Now that means that the continuation here in this braita, and note the word v'chein, the continuation in this braita, is it a suffix or a vadai? What's the din when it says that there's no question about whether they've switched children? It's a vadar, right? There's no tzad whatsoever that they switched children. All right. Now, if he says v'chein, then it's mashma that hadavar v'cheskato is the same kind of thing. In other words, in the same way that you know that the seifa of this bright is 100%, nobody has a tzad to say that they're going to switch their children. So too in the ratio, when you say Adavar b'cheskato, it means 100%, but for a completely different reason, of course. In the ratio, it would mean 100%, because it would be teaching us that according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, she will never be merachem on somebody else's child. There's no adoption. That would be the meaning of the v'chein. So my love, ratio dumya de seifa, is it not telling me that the two cases boil down to the same idea? That just like in the seifa, we just explained that it's vadai dida, it's not a tzad to say that she would have adopted a child and switched her own for it. So too, the ratio is also vadai dida. Okay, man, I don't know, that's not such a hatsi-tatsi raya. Mide raya, I mean, iiria, you call that a proof? It could be, hakidi ita, hakidi ita. I mean, each one is different. All it means v'chein is that the same thing in terms of the p'tur of b'chora would be true. That's definitely the case. Both the reish and the seif is 100% potter from b'chora. That's true. Now you're telling me, but it means for the same reason. It doesn't mean for the same reason. The reisha, your potter, because one way or the other she had a child, whether this one is hers or not. There's no way she could be merachemet unless she had a child. Memela, the next one is not a b'chor. And the safe is because there's no way that they switch children. This is 100% her child. Another issue. But the point is, it's irrelevant what the issue is when it comes to Bechor.
Are these things about Metzius?
Yes.
People watch them?
Yes.
How do you think about locusts?
What do you mean?
Either this kind of animal does take care of others?
No, what do you mean people watch them? It's probably, obviously we know that such cases happen. It's probably a question of whether you need to worry about it, Bechor. Is it common enough? Or is it a chazokah that that's not the case? Look, it's always possible that a woman who comes to town with bena krucha acharei, it's not her child. You know, same thing is true for humans. Nonetheless, if she ends up sleeping with him, we're going to kill her. If she's mekabel tatra'a, why? I mean, maybe it's not her child. It's a chazokah. Same thing over here, it's a chazokah.
Yeah.
With what?
Orphan lands.
I was told that they bring them to the very kind South African farmers who nurse them with baby bottles.
They join the
Wisdom Kufa. Actually, they do nurse them with baby bottles. If they can't get another, they try to get another one to nurse them. There's an old trick. I think we talked about it, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a trick to either they wipe the placenta over it, that the Gemara talks about also. And then the other mother's placenta over this child, so it thinks it's its own child. Okay. Anyway, so we don't have a raya yet. Omar Rabba Bar Barchan, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Let's take it one more step. Suppose you see a little piggy that is following around a lamb and nursing from the lamb. Yes, always calls its lamb mother mommy. So the din is, and now this seems to be a contradiction, the din is that definitely Petura Min HaBechora. Definitely the mother, Rachel, the ewe, is her, I mean, this piggy for sure is not a Bechor. Why? Because even if it is the child, the mutated child of its mother, it's not Achete, he, Rachel, Bna Rachel. It's a Nidma in the best circumstances, right? So for sure it's not a Bechor. But you can be certain that the next child is not a Bechor. Now that's not clear. Why not? We'll have to think. But the next child is definitely not a Bechor. Furthermore, you're not allowed to eat the little piggy. Why would I be allowed to eat the little piggy? Because I would say that this piggy is a mutated Rachel. And why is it nursing from this Rachel if it didn't come from it? And if, in fact, it is a mutated Rachel, then the din is, like we saw earlier, Hayotze bin Atahor Tahor. That should be allowed to eat the little piggy. No. When it comes to that, Asur ba'achila. Yeah, you're not allowed to eat this piggy. Ad yavo v'yored tzedek lachem. Until the great Eliyahu Hanavi comes and teaches you, gives you a hayrah which is more accurate. So what does this mean? Patur min habechora. You're saying there's definitely not a chance that this animal is going to still have a firstborn. Well, that is the sheet of Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel says an animal will not nurse unless it already had its own child. Simply doesn't have the wherewithal to be merachemet. On the other hand, you're saying it's asur b'achila, and that's going like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, because it's going according to the Rabbanan, because according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, what would be the din? Why would it be asur b'achila? Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, I thought, says that it definitely is nursing, wouldn't switch its child. So then this must be, it wouldn't be nursing. According to him, that means it's a yotze ben atahar. So if you tell me it's also brachila, it means that you're thinking that maybe this is not its own child and it's nursing a piggy. So make up your mind. And you know what? Even that doesn't make sense. Because let's assume that that's what you're saying. You can't make up your mind. I don't know why you're switching in the middle. But if that's the case, if it's like the Rabbanan, it still wouldn't make sense. Because why would we paskin, as Rabbi Yochanan says, until Eliyahu Navi comes, ad yavo v'yored tzedek lachem, which is, of course, the pasuk. He shouldn't. It has nothing to do with hora'ah. It has to do with the fact. There's nothing to do with hora'ah over here. So what are you telling me? Until you have better forensic tools, until you can analyze its DNA, what are you talking about Eliyahu HaNavi for as teaching you the halacha? It has nothing to do with the halacha. It has to do with establishing the fact. So why are we discussing Yoreh? But that's not called Horah. That's not a Yoreh Tzedek. You could use Eliyahu as a, what is it, CSI member? Is that what they call it? Crime scene investigation. Yeah, you can use him. But, I mean, that's not Horah. It should say, Achiva Dalacha Davar Miboy, until you find out. I mean, it's nothing to do with Horah. And maybe you'll tell me, okay, so it could be that Rabbi Yochanan himself is Misupak, and he's saying, I'm Misupak in the Horah. So maybe the Chitam will try to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan himself is Misafkale. He can't make up his mind whether the halakha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel or like the Rabbanan. That doesn't make sense either. Because if he's Misupak, why does he say the next one is definitely not a Bechor? He should say it's a Suffolk Bechor. If he can't be sure, so then it's a Suffolk Bechor, I'll leave it the Rabbanan. So then am I Pturam and Abichora? Not to mention the fact, the two. He is not Misupak. We know for a fact that Rabbi Yochanan Paskins 100% like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in this case and has no Sveikot because of the famous rule which was given by Rabbi Yochanan. Yom Rabba Bar Bachanan Rabbi Yochanan. Kom Makom Shishana Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel ben Mishnatenu. Wherever we have a Psak of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in a Mishnah, it's always la halacha, except for three cases. Orev, Tzidon, and Raya Achrona. Now this is not one of those three cases, and therefore he can't possibly be Misupak. Alright? So no matter how we look at this, we can't make heads or tails of what he's talking about. Says the Gemara, well, it's very simple. Of course it's Pshito Halacha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Yes, Halacha is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and this animal definitely had a child before, and therefore the next child is not a Bechor. Ah, but remember that we weren't sure whether Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was saying that an animal never adopts, or whether he's saying an animal never adopts unless it already had a child. If he was saying an animal never adopts unless it already had a child, then the fact that little piggy is nursing from miscue still might be that it's another animal, not its misuse animal. Why? Would miscue adopt a piggy? Yes, if she already had her own, she would adopt a piggy. So he's coming to tell me, oh, when it comes to that, then I'm not sure whether he was saying, meaning he has exactly the same suffix that we just had a minute ago. When I paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, what did Rav Shimon ben Gamliel mean? That is what I'm not sure about. Misafkale, isova Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, yoledet merachemet, oena merachemet. So if Eliyahu HaNavi comes along and paskins, we'll know. This is a pretty far-fetched shot. I mean, what do you have to go schlep in over here, Mrs. Piggy? You could simply bring a simple case. He could say, I'm misupik of what the din is legabe otoved beno. Same way we said it. For otoved beno, are you chayim malchus? You're not chayim malchus. That's a pretty straightforward question. What does he have to create a case of a you and a piggy? See, yachi. Adashminan chazir. Instead of teaching this funny case, lashminan tzue. Just talk about a regular case and say, even where it has a regular lamb, I want to know, will you get malchus if you shech the mother and the little lamb, or you won't? That's my question. Uh-oh, Richie, watch out. Pressed the wrong thing. Sorry.
What was that?
Car crash. That's what happens when you fall asleep at the wheel. Yeah, we wish everyone to have a nice, calm death in his sleep, as my dear old great-great-granddad, and not screaming in terror as the other passengers in the car. Okay, so the question over here, therefore, was very straightforward, except for the fact that he should have asked it by Tle. Says the Gemara, no, it's not. The reason he talked about the case of the piggy is because Beno Chazir Tzrichale. If he had only asked you a case of its Tle, I would have said, okay, a Tle, fine. There's a tzad to say it would adopt a member of its own species. But I would never think for a moment that a Libra of Shimon Gamliel would adopt a piggy. If it's a you, Therefore, he wants to tell you, Rabbi Yochanan, I even have a suffix that maybe would adopt another species. Imtim Tzoloma. This, I would have thought, Havamina, that even if Imtim Tzoloma, this Sava that had it once been Yoledet, it would have been Merachemet, but I mean, he certainly would have hold. It's only Merachemet, its own species, not Delavmina. If it's not its own species, lo. Therefore comes along Rabbi Yochanan to say, even the case of Chazir, I have a problem. And perhaps, afilo delav minanami, even where it's not its own species, I have to be chayish. Deikala meimar, dilma merachama. Because we still have to worry, maybe it would be merachamet. And by the way, this is clearly something that was very uppermost in Rabbi Yochanan's mind. Because Rabbi Yochanan reported an abaya that had been asked by Achoy Barili, which is different than what he himself holds, okay? And what he reported was that Akoi Baribi had a question like this. What would be if Ra'a Chazir Shekaruch Acher Rachel Ma'al? Now, he doesn't say Ma'al. What do you mean, what? What if? You mean, should I shoot it? Should I take a picture and send it into AP? What do you mean, Ma'al? So, Mike Amibarili, what are you asking? Look, I mean, what did? So, Ilayim Alebechora. If the question over here, he's asking, is the halacha of Shem Gamliel or not? Or is the halacha like the Rabbanan? So understand, what does he have to say, this crazy case? He should just ask, what's the din of a Tuet? Are you definitely, is it clear that the next one is a Bechor or not? No, that's not the point. He could be Baile le Bechorah, but for a completely, the two different questions. He's asking, Aliba the Rabbanan la'achila, and I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lebechora. What he's asking is two completely different questions over here. So the question number one is, Bechora, I'll leave it to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan have a halacha that it might be Merachim, another species. And Lachila, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who says it's not Merachim, another species. And here's my question. Lebechora, why? Because even the Rabbanan who say that a Rachel may be nursing another species. Maybe that's only if it's its own. So they say Merachma, but ki Merachma demina, the lav mina lo, and therefore we would not say that it would be, in this case, some other thing. It's got to be it's her own, and that this is a mutation. Why else would it be nursing? In which case, it's definitely Ptura ben Abachora, next child around. O Dilma, or perhaps the Rabbanan would go so far as to say even the Lav Mina Nami Merachma, and where it can't be certain that it had another child. And I have a Shaila Lachila, even Ali with the Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. And there my question is, Imtim Tzoloma, Sava Yoledet Merachemet, maybe that would be Dafka Mina, but the Lav Mina Lo. And therefore, in this case, we have to say it's definitely Osir Bachila. This thing may be open to Achila as well. Teku. So there, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, you'll note that he asked this question. I'm coming to tell you that even in the case of the piggy, you still are going to say that the Lav Mina is also a Shaila in Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. There's no difference between piggy and non-piggy. There would be the same question. If Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds that having once given birth, it would be Merachemet, even a pig. There's no teku about the Bechorah. I'll leave it alone. And that's how we pass it. If it has, one way or the other, it definitely had a child. So the Bechorah, there's no question. The only question would be, is this its own child and therefore kosher? Or whatever the other issues are, and they also wanted to know. You heard Ruchi's idea of having whole herds of these piggies that are actually kosher. They're going to have kosher piggies. They're paskvilling up about them all over Meir Shorim.
Has there ever been an issue such a thing?
Yes, Ruchi's pizza used to serve part of a piggy. Come on, here,
President.
At last, we reach the Mishnah that we discussed yesterday of Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, who speaks about clearing the hair with a kofis. Two cases. One case for doing shkita, and another case for doing the bedika of the mu'man abachar. And that's why we said yesterday, speaks about two cases. We are able to speak about Bekula Pirkin, even if it's only a reference to Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam. The question over here, Sir Richard, oh yes, of course.
The question over here.
There we go. Okay, so tell us, what's the question?
I have no idea. How
do you know I didn't say it already?
Yeah, well, there you go.
The question over here revolves around the Isser of Lo Tagoz Bechor Tzonecha. You're not allowed to cut off the hair of a Bechor. Now, you need to do Shechita. In order to do Shechita, you may well want to get the hair out of the way so that it doesn't cause any problems on the sacking, or maybe it'll cause some tearing of the skin, or maybe if there's a lot of hair, it will cause, according to the way, it will cause Chalada. So, says Rabbi Yossi ben Abishalom, look, what you do is don't use your Shechita knife, I mean, but take a kofit and part the hairs. One way or the other, shochet at habachor, ose makom bekofitz, mikano mikano, so move the knife back and forth. V'toleish et asar seems to mean to cut it off, but we'll see, it could mean, and it's okay if you're toleish asar, it doesn't mean you go out of your way to be toleish asar. Obavach shaloy ez izenum in makom, you don't want to take off that sar from the neck, because then it'll look like you want to keep sar. We want to make it very clear that you're not going to be over on Gozet. And the same thing is true if you have a question of your mum, and you can't get a good look at the mum. So you could be teleish the sar lirot mokom mumo. Same thing would be true to see a place of the mum. Now, you remember that yesterday we spoke about the way that Rav paskins like Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam. So Omar Rav halach Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam. Now, it's not clear what exactly Rabbi Yossi ben Shulam's logic is. So comes along now the Talmidim to ask Rav Huna, what would be the din about doing this on Yom Tov? Why is that an indication? Because look, if the time of Rabbi Yossi ben Shulam is because he holds pulling out hairs with a kofet is not gozing, and therefore you're not doing anything wrong. But that has nothing to do with Yontif. You can't do this for Yontif. You don't need to do this on Yontif. And it's an Isser of being Oker Dover Megidulo. So you can't do something that is unnecessary on Yontif.
Why isn't it?
So do it yesterday. So do this part yesterday. It was shy to do before. And anyway, it's not absolutely necessary. So therefore, on Yontif, it would still be us, because it would be Oker Davar Megidulo. Or, that's one approach. Or you know what? It could be that maybe Rabbi Yossi ben Abishalom holds Toleish is called Gozet. So why is he being at Matir over here? Hainu time of the Shari. Because it's a Dover Sheinu Mitkaven. And therefore, we'd have to explain that the word Toleish Tassar means, even if in the end it would actually be Toleish Lassar, that's not what you set out to do, and it's not necessarily going to happen. So it's not a psikresha, and it's not a davar hamitkaven. So, my man, on Yontev, you could also do this. Because on Yontev, a davar shen hamitkaven is mutter. And then the word Toleish at Asar in the Mishnah would mean, even if it's Toleish, lo nora. That would be the meaning. Your intent is just to split the hair, to get it to go to both directions, out of the way, so it doesn't get in the way. What?
Just the giza is just the cutting. He's not keeping the hair, so.
No, but the act of giza would still be usur. The question is whether this is an act of giza or giza shearing. Taking out one hair, you pull out a hair with a knife, it's not the derech of giza. We'll see later on, that's also an issue.
It's really splitting hairs.
Yep. Okay. Amarlu, Rav Huna said to them, listen, I'm not going to tell you what the halacha is, because you guys are going to end up being mekel. Unless you find out first whether we paskin like Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam. If we paskin like Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam, then it's butter. Then I'll tell you. So go ask, I would say, go ask Rav Chananel. Zil Shailul Rav Chananel. If Rav Chananel tells you that halacha Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam, then I'll tell you how it applies to him. Then if Shitlachav. Atu Shailua, they went to ask Rav Chananel, and he told them, Hachem Arav, halacha Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam, that is the halacha. Lekula. So they came back to Rav Huna and they said, he said that that's the halacha. So you promised you would tell us what's the bayantim. He says, okay, so now I'll tell you. Kenegdo bayantim is mutter. Indeed, it's nenu miskaven. It manami om Rav Chananya bar Shalmi amishmei de Rav. Kenegdo bayantim is mutter. What? That's crazy. Rav paskins that a dovish enu miskaven is usher. So how could, if you're telling me that Rav paskins like Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam, then by definition, it cannot be because it's a Dover Shein HaMeskaven. It has to be dafka for another reason. So something is very funny over here. Miyomer Rav, okay, how could Rav have said that it's mutter because of a dover shena mitkavein? Reb Chiya Bar Ashi quotes Rav in the famous question of the non-Teflon stick. Remember that we use Teflon nowadays to put around a berez, put around either a bunghole, a bung stick, or a faucet that's in a bunghole. They didn't have Teflon. And Teflon doesn't squeeze. They use Ritchie's. And Ritchie's
use Ritchie. How can they use Ritchie? Because he said it's no skin off my nose.
They squeeze tight, and Ritchie wakes up. And so Rav said over there, you cannot tighten a suchraya din a zaita. You cannot tighten the faucet in the bunghole because there's wine in the material that you used around it. And when you squeeze, it'll squeeze out some of the wine, even though it's obviously a dover sheino mitkavein. He holds it's usur. This is the Gemara. That's because even Rabbi Shimon, who holds Dover Shem Miskavim, is mutter, would agree in that case, because of the famous ruling of Avaya Verovet Abrit Avayu, that Moda Rabbi Shimon, Bipsik Reshev Elo Yomu. Since this is the equivalent of saying, well, I don't really want to kill the chicken, I only want to have its head available as a puppet for my kids to stick its finger into, so why can't I cut off its head? Because Rabbi Shimon is made of that, an Enomit Kavim. That is the equivalent of cutting off the chicken's head and not have it die is a little ridiculous, and that's the equivalent of a mitkaven. That's the same case over here. Having Richie as a misuchraya than a zaita, if you squeeze, he's definitely going to get up. Or if you're using material, it's definitely going to leak wine. Okay, but you know what? It still doesn't matter because Rav is known to pasken the dover shen miskaven even when it's not a psik reishis us. Because Omer b'chia barasha marav halacha k'rabbi Yehuda. That a non-psik reisha dover shena mitkaven is osur, and Reb Chana Bar Ami Amar Shmuel halacha Reb Shimon. Actually, Reb Chiya Bar Avin says directly that this is machlokas Rav and Shmuel, not with other people in the way. Below Gavra, Rav Amar halacha Reb Yehuda, Shmuel Amar halacha Reb Shimon. Now, come on, so what are you telling me that Rav paskins like Reb Yosef and Amar Shulam because of his svara that he doesn't hold that? Makes no sense. Obviously, it cannot be because of a dover shena mitkaven. Ela leolam, it's got to be the Rav's dover shena miskaven is also. And the reason that over here it's mutter by Bechor is because Tolesh is not called Gozeis. You said before that if Tolesh is not called Gozeis, then by Yontif it'll still be also because it's Oker Dover Migidulo. No, it's a different reason by Yontif. By Yontif, Hainatayim it is Shori. The reason that it's mutter is because it's an Oker Dover Migidulo Tkila Achayat. It's considered to be a strange way, taking a butcher knife to spread hairs and thereby cut them, that's got a different reason for it to be mutter. Even though normally I would say kalakriyat is awesome, but since over here it's needed for the shkita, so on, fine. So there they weren't mocked, but if you're doing it kalakriyat, mela. You're doing it in a wrong way. Yeah, who? Did you ever see such a thing? So, okay, so that's not the normal. That's not a normal human being. Doesn't do that. So therefore, we're mocked for another reason completely. It says, what do you mean Tolesh is not Gozei? It says, Beferish in the Braita. HaTolesh HaTakna. Somebody pulls out a feather, and then he's Kumto. So then he cuts off the head. He's trying basically to make a pen. So he pulls out a feather, cuts the head to make it smooth, and then he's Morto. He pulls all of the, he makes it smooth. He pulls all of the little feathers out. He's Chai of three separate Chataot if he does this on Shabbos. Rish Lakish was Mazer. First of all, when he's Tolesh the Knaf, he's Chai of Mishum Gozei. That's one Malacha. When he's Kotein, he's Chai of Mishum Mechate. That's another Chate. And when he goes ahead and he is mimareit, and he pulls off all of the little pieces, then he's chayav mishum mimachek, then he's smoothing down the equivalent of mimachek at the or. No, how you chayav achatas for something that's being done kelachriyad, oh, for God's sake. A feather, of course, you pull out a feather. What's the matter with you? Tolesh is, by a feather, is the derech. But we're talking about over your hair. You don't pull out hair, and you don't cut hair with a kofitz. That's the point. So there, it's considered to be hanu urche. My bright, the Tanya. Halokeach beima minikam in ove kochavim, haba acharav bokor misafek, bipnei shemirachem et afa pishani yoledes. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, no way. Adabar b'cheskato. V'chein haya Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, nichmatz to kedro b'layla, v'ra ke'eser b'chameshesre, mafkirot, she'im mafkirot, l'machar yishkim u'matzah zekarim t'luyot, v'she'im mafkirot. When it came out to the old mafkirot, Eno Hashem, Shemba Benashazo, Bolo Itzazo, Iboilo. Hadavar Becheskato, unquote, the Gomer of Shem Gamliel. Did he mean to say that it's Enamarachemet Elin Kenyo Ledet, and therefore it's a Dabar Becheskato that the next one's not a Bechor, 100%? But, I mean, Hechada Oli, Chashin Lurachumi, Odilma Didam Rachma, the Lodidam Rachma at all. Lamai nafkamina? The nafkamina would be lamilka lamishimoto vedbino. I amriti dam rachma de lavdida lom rachma. So then it's 100% of the barbaches kato. This is a mother and child reunion. Lucky. The I amrita lavdida lamim rachma de lom lucky is a suffix. My. Toshba. Shimming am liolam erlokeh ve maman menekit. Mino ve kuchadim. Eno choshesh. Shemba benashala kherata ya. There you go. Eno choshesh. No, come on. Mikatani eno chashesh benash chalcher. Ooh, it says haya katani achkama eno chashesh shema benash chalcheret. Ela imkain haya lav lad miikar is what it's saying. Tashma nichdas betochet roverat amafkirot minikot etcheinan mafkirot minikot eno chashesh shema benash zobalaitzazo shema benash zobalaitzazo. Why not? Since over here it had a child, so now maybe it adopted another animal. Come on. The makom dida, lo shafka dida, umarachma dalav dida. Okay, but look, it says, hadavar b'cheskato, v'chein ha-nichnas le'edra. What does that mean? My love. In the same way that the seifa, the ration to me, the seifa, the same way that the seifa is a badai, because you're saying if it had its own child, 100% it's not going to switch children. So then the ration is also badai dida. No. Me the ira. I mean, we're not even talking about that. Hakirita, hakirita. All it means when it says v'chein is that both cases are 100% potter for b'chor, but for different reasons. Amar Rabba bar Rachanan, Rabbi Yochanan, ra'ach chazir shekarucha achar Rachel, definitely p'tur min ha'b'chorah, and it's osur b'chila ad she'avo v'yoret tzedek lachem. Potter min ha'b'chorah. Why? Rav Shimon Gamliel. So then when you're saying, oh, sir, bachila, you're going after Rabbanan, well, you change your mind. The two, Iker Rabbanan, what are you telling me? Ad yavo yoret tzedek lachem. You should say, ad shivadalach hadavar abiboyla. V'chi tema, no, maybe he has a real suffix with dina. His suffix is, yalokum shivadal, Iker Rabbanan, no. So then if it was a suffix, and he's waiting for Elio Hanavi to tell him, so then am I p'turim and abakora. Furthermore, I happen to know he's not misup. Mi misapkele. Yomer Rabba Barbachana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Koma Kom, Shishanam, Shem Yomel, Mishnateno, Halachakamoto, Chutz Miarev, Tzidain, and Raya Achrona, Leolam Pshita Leolakub Shem Yomelio. But he was misupak in our suffix. Is Rab Shem Yomelio, does he hold Yoledet Mirachemet? Or no case at all would an animal adopt another animal in Mirachemet? Ah, come on, if that's the case, he's got to get a crazy story over here, Bechazer, and so on. Just let him say a normal case of a tleh, and he has a question. Do you get Malkus Bishamoto Vedbino or not? No, he wants to tell me, Bedavka Chazer. The Yashmina tleh, Hava Mina, that he would say, even if Tim Tzoloima, the Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Yoledet, is Merachemet, it would only be Merachemet Mina, not the Lam Mina. Therefore, he comes to tell me, Ashmin and Chazir, that I feel the love me now. Nani, you're still a question, Ikalame Medilma Merachma. This is, by the way, the way Rabbi Yochanan explained the Abaye of Achoy Baribi, Ra'a Chazir, Shekorach HaKarochel, Mahu. He asked, what do you mean, Mahu? Maika Miboyle. I mean, if he's asking, is there a Chiev of Bechira? Vika Miboyle, Yilchitak, Shem Gamliel, Yilchitak Rabbonan. So then, no, what do you have to talk about a chazir? Do you boil it to let? Kiko mi boil it, lebechora, libid rabbona, and alachila, libid rab shimming amlio. Lebechora, because I feel a rabbona, diomer merachma. Ki merachma dafka mina, the lav mina lo. O diomer the lav mina na merachma. And I have a question, lachila. I feel a rabbit shimming amlio, im tim shaloima. Shava Yoledet Berachemet. Medemina, the lav mina lo, Odilma, the lav mina nami, Merachaba, Teku. Rabbi Yossi ben Amashulam Amar Shogatat Bechoros Simokin Bekufitz Mikan Mikan. Vitoleshet Asar, Ubavachlo Yezizenum Mikomo, Vachena Toleshet Asar, Lirot Makomum, same thing. Omar Avalach Rabbi Yossi ben Amashulam. Boimine Ravuna, is this Mutter on Yontif? Ma, it's time in Rabbi Yossi ben Amashulam. Mishab the Kasavat Tolesh, Lav Haino Gozes. But on Yontif, where it really couldn't matter less whether it's Tolesh or Gozes, because it's an Oikar Dover Migidolo, would be Osir. Al Dilma Vialma Sofer Bezben Mishulam, Tolesh would be Osir, Mishum Gozes. Why is it Mutter? Tavay Dover Shena Mitkabin? So then in Yontif would also be Mutter, because it's Dover Shena Mitkabin. Omala will first find out from Rabbi Hananel if we pass him like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Mishulam or not. If we do, if shituluchu, otu shailu, and he told him, Amar lochem, Rav, aloch, Rav Yezmin Ushulam. Came back to Rav Huna, and he said to him, okay, so now I'll tell you. Kineg the beyontav mutter. It manami, omre kanani barshalmi, amishmed Rav, kineg the beyontav mutter. How could that be? Umi omar Rav ochi. The omar rachia barash, mishmed Rav, misuch rayad and azayta, osulo duke biyumatava. Nah, that's because by Yafilu, Rabbi Shimon would be made. Dabai of Rabbi Damat Dabai, Rabbi Shimon, Psikresh, Rabbi Yomuz. I thought Rabbi Chia Barashi Paskins, according to Rav, Halak Rabbi Yudin, not like Rabbi Shimon, and Dabai Shimon Mekabin is also. Rabbi Chana Baram, and Shmuel, Halak Rabbi Shimon, actually Rabbi Chia Baravim, Masa Belo Gavre, Rav Amar, Halak Rabbi Yudin, Shmuel Amar, Halak Rabbi Shimon. So how could Rav Paskin against himself? L'yolam sofer Rav, Rav Shem Biskavin is osir. And Tolesh Lav Hayu Gozes. So why then do we say B'yomtev it's mutter? Not because of Dover Shem Biskavin. B'yomtev it's mutter because it's an oiker Dover Megidulo Kela Acher Yad. The Tolesh Lav Hayu Gozes. I thought, does it not say V'atanya HaTolesh HaTaknaf V'akutmo V'amorto Chayev Shalosh Separate Chataot. Because for Telesh, you're over Mishum Gozes. For Keten, you're over Mishum Bechateir. And for Bemarek, you're over Mishum Bebachir. Well, of course. Shane Knaf, Dainu Urchei.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
The Chavin is learning Aliyah's Mishnah of Shmuel Yaakov and the Sefer Tzion. So, we're holding today Shabbat for the Talmuds. And that's Chav Dalet on the Aleph. So we spoke about yesterday that there's a Braita somewhere apparently that's Chelek in our Mishnah. This we just brought in Agav because Rabbi Paskins, like our Perek, it turns out he was passing like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Even the way that he put it is even in a place where there's no machlokas. And we point out there's a machlokas in the Braisa. He said, Kamash from the machlokas in the Braisa is not considered to be a machlokas in these terms. It's machlokas. We're showing what in these terms means. But in any event, we never saw the Braisa. I mean, so today we'd like to know my Braisa. What Braisa exactly are we referring to here? We're about a third of the way down, a fourth of the way down in the top. My brisa, the Tanya, halokeach behima minika, mina ovikol chavim, haba akarav before misafe. This is the first of the brisa. Same case we had in the Mishnah. Somebody buys a behima from a goy, and the behima is a minetes. So it says there that it's a safek if the bechor, if the next one to be born is a bechor. Because it is possible for an animal to be merachemet on a child, even though it never had been molidah, in which case maybe the next animal is indeed a bechor. So this tanakam is shalom Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer davar b'cheskato. You can leave things according to the assumption. So that this is, you can assume that this is the mother, and therefore the next blood is going to be a non-bechor. Furthermore, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said more than that. said, somebody comes at night into his paddock, and he sees, he's got a bunch of sheep there. Some of them are having children for the first time, others not. And they're all being yelled out. Even though this was the middle of the night, you would think, okay, you never know, you get a little mixed up in the middle of the night. One mother gets mixed up with another's child, and so on, starts off wrong. The hospital room and the nurses are tired. Sometimes this explains it. Because otherwise, what's the point of saying he came in the middle of the night and who cares? There's no chashash, there's a criminal deal, that one has another's child. It's undoubtedly his own child, and therefore the Kohen over here gets nothing because the Nekevot are all the ones that were born by the Matkirot, surprisingly. And all the Zacharim came for the one that had already had children. Ibarra. Our question is, what did Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel mean when he said Hadavar b'cheskatzo? How far does he want to go with that? Is he saying the quote Hadavar b'cheskatzo unquote? To come Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, which Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel had used here as a psak, that you can assume it's not a bechor when you buy the animal from a goy, the next one's not a bechor. Is what he's saying is the Einam Rachemet Elohim Kain Yoledet? That you have a right to assume that the next child is vadai not a bechor. Because he's not saying necessarily that an animal will not pick up on another animal's child. But what he's saying is that an animal that never had a child was never triggered by its hormones to have these maternal feelings, and therefore would not have picked up on a child. So the manushah, even if this is not its child, the next one is not a bechor, because the only way it would have picked up something that's not his child is if it already had a child. So it's not clear when it says what the reason for that is. It's because indeed such thing is not possible, or even if it were possible, it would still mean that the next one's not a bechor. But echad ha'eli chashir rechut, in a case where it had already been made of an animal before, maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel is made that an animal will be merakeh on another child. And what not Kamina this makes, we're going to ask in a moment. And maybe he wants to go all the way, as to say, an animal that has a child is not going to, even that has a child, is not merakeh on a child that isn't its own. So in other words, this is its child. Who cares? Which are not bechor. When it comes to a bechor, either this is not its child, and the only reason it's being merakim is because it already has a child, in which case, anyway, the next one is not a bechor. Or this one is not its child because it wouldn't have been merakim at all unless it's its child. So, what not kamina should make? Lamai not kamina. Kamina is, look, let me show myself as the no. That's not kamina. In other words, can we vadai assume if what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is saying is that davar b'cheskasei, that an animal does not pick up another animal's child, so then if you shech this child and the mother one day, you'll be chayav malchus? On the other hand, if all he's saying is legabei bechor, that an animal would not have been merakim on another animal unless it had already had its own child, that doesn't prove that this is its child. This proves that it had a child. So then when it comes, those of us know, you have no way of knowing. Obviously, you're not allowed to shechter it, but even if you got out, it would have been a subject. You can't prove, the Gosser will prove that this was its child. Maybe it was just picked up another behemoth's child. So Mamela, the Shaila is, did he say that the Kalal, an animal, wouldn't be Merakim on a child of another animal? That's the question. If you could have told me that, what he meant was entirely rely on the fact that an animal would not have been Moroccan on another animal's child. So then you get malchus, because the fact that she's being menikah this is a proof that this is her child. But Yamagalabidanimrakamo, if you would say that had it already had a child, it would have picked up another child, says Amalak, then Enakinan, you wouldn't get Malkus. Mike, what's the difference? Tashma. Seems to have been a raya, Shimjamil Amelakia, Behimame, Ovikachavi, Eno Hoshesh, Shema Bana, Shalakata. I think we can do Moshe and Mishnah. Shimon Aliel says, if you buy an animal from an akum, you have no reason to consider at all that maybe this is a child of another animal. In other words, what we're saying is that 100% this is not another animal's child. It's its child. So he's saying, you know, it's precious that it's someone else's child. So look, if that's the case, same thing is true, Lagave Oso Vesmano. Says the Gemara, excuse me? It doesn't say in Kushin Shema Vladakar who. It says in Kushin Shema Vlad Shemakar Haya. Mika Tami who? It doesn't say. You know the Kushish that this child is another animal's child. That's not what it says. It says you don't have the Kushish that this was the child of another animal. Meaning, you don't have to be conscious that it had its own child once upon a time, and now had switched it for another animal's child. That's all it's saying. In which case, it's on the Nagea Bechor. It's not Nagea, the animal before us, to determine whether this animal is its child or not. That's not our issue. Our issue is this animal a mother? That's our issue. Because we're only talking about Bechor. So, okay, come on. Eno, Kreshesh, Shema, Benashal, Akkaret. Ella in Kenha, Yala Vlad, be cursed. There'd be nothing to be cursed anyway, unless it had already had a Vlad anyway of its own. So, Mamela Mamanacha, if this is its Vlad, so the next one's not a Bechor. And if this is not its Vlad, also the next one is not a Bechor. Because it was another, and it was a Bechor of its own once upon a time. Escaping the riot from here. Okay, what about the next case in the Brisa that we quote? Tashma. Yichnat betoch edro. Vira'ata matkirot menikot, v'chein matkirot menikot, eno poshi shema b'nai shozo, b'ala itozo, shema b'nai shozo, b'ala itozo. And then over here, we're talking about a case, obviously, where they all had children. But you're saying once their emotions are triggered by these hormones, so it could pick up another animal. So clearly, if Shimon Gamliel says that even though they all had children, we have a right to assume that the child that it is being made eat is its own. So clearly, it means it's not going to pick up a child from another animal, which means it's got to be Yosef Esbeno. Should also be able to rely on mine. If you're going to tell me that if it had a child, then you would be Chayshit and Lechus Gimel Chumiroti. Well, it has a child now in front of it. It's not going to leave its own child to take another child. The question is, in a case where it doesn't have eggs, maybe its own child died. Maybe its own child grew up. So now the child is, will it take on another child that you haven't proven to be one way or the other? It is possible. Rav Shimon Gamliel would hold in such a case, he had to be chayish, should have picked up another child. Tashma, hadavar v'chezkato, they're going to be the lesson of the Brisa, the Yardstein Tanakam. He says, hadavar v'chezkato, and furthermore, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, hanichma tzato chedro, and so on and so forth, right? Now what's the and furthermore? In other words, when we're talking about the case of hanichma tzato chedro, that case itself, is there any subject? No. Why is there no subject? Because b'mokam dida, it's definitely lo shavka dida to take another one, correct? So the second case here is a vadai. In a case where he knows that she had a child, and this is the child that she's being menika, we have a 100% right to assume that the child that we see her being menika is the child that she was yoledes, indeed. So if you say the same, in the first case is the same thing. You say, Hadavar v'chezkato v'chein, which means that just like the second case is a vadai, Hadavar v'chezkato means the animal that you see is a vadai hers. Not Hadavar v'chezkato, you have a right to assume that it had another animal. That's the point. So the reason that we're saying the Bechor over here The next one is definitely not a Bechor. It's for the same reason that we're saying in the second case it's not a Bechor, namely that we know for a fact that it would not pick up another child, even in the ratio. Is everyone following you? You're getting these very glazed looks here. So says the Gemara, no, let's see that inside here. So my lab ratio to me is safer. My safer vadai vidah, just like in the safer we know for a fact. Because it wouldn't have picked up another child when it has its own. So this child is vadai its own. It's operation vadai vidah. And if that's the case, the first case is also vadai, not something. Call that a raya. Each case is potter from the Bukhara. There could be a slightly different reason than me, but each case is bada, I put them in Bukhara. That's no question. Umay Bukhane, so why is it Bukhane? Up to the Bukhara. It is Bukhane. Bukhane that it's bada, I put them in Bukhara. That's Bukhane. But the logic is not necessarily the same logic. The logic in the second case is that the blood that is here for the Keva is definitely its child. The logic in the Reisha is that even though the blood, maybe, that the blood that's here is not Vada's child, but there must have been somewhere a child of its own, and the next one to be born is not its Bechor. That's all. They're not necessarily the same, it follows the same pattern. You see a little piggy following around and nursing a Rachel. Then that Rachel is brought from the Bechor. The Yasser be'akila, but you're still not allowed to eat it because it might be a piggy. In other words, it's brought before we have a steer over here, which we're going to ask in a moment. If you're saying that Turim and Abakar, you're saying that this view had a little piggy. That's a mutation. But then you say it's Asr Bakhila, which is Mashma, that it's a real little piggy that was just picked up by a ewe. You're not allowed to eat the piggy. Why would the mother be Asr? You don't like the mother because it's... You don't like the way she acts, having little piggy.
Yeah, so the mother has jeans, pink jeans.
Pink jeans. Ad yavol v'yored tzedek, until yavol v'yored tzedek l'chem. In other words, you need to find out, and when the yavol comes, he'll tell you what that law is. The pig is not a Bechor because it's a Nidna. But it's Usr Ba'akila because it might really be a pig. So when Eliyahu, Rashi learns Yavot Tzedek, Yavot Yoret Tzedek is a reference to Eliyahu Novi. Rabbi Gersh learns it's a reference to Mashiach. We'll see, it makes a tremendous nachmina. I don't understand the sugya. Who it's referring to. Ask the Gemara. I don't understand. You say, Potter min Abuchera Kiman. That's like with Shimming on Wheel, right? Shimming on Wheel says that an animal that's following another animal, we have to assume that this is its child. Then you turn around and you say it's Asr Ba'akila. Why would it be Asr Ba'akila? Because it's not its child. And it's a real piggy. So then that's going according to Rabbanan. Make up your mind. And anyway, I understand. If it's going according to Rabbanan, what's Eliyahu another going to do with it? I mean, Aki Avot Tzedek, Yoret Tzedek Lachem. What's he going to tell you? In other words, what you really want to say is that you don't know whether it's a real figure or whether it's a mutation. So if Eliyahu Navi comes, he'll tell you whether it's a real figure or a mutation. That's not called a Hirah. A Hirah means that he's telling you a halach. To tell you the reality of whether this was a piggy or this is not a piggy, which is really, you would think, the only thing Eliyahu Navi is good for, because he can't tell you halacha. How did he have a right to tell you halacha? He's only a Navi. Navi doesn't have a right to tell you halacha. So L'chaira, the only thing it should have said is, he will come and will be Modiyah. He'll be able to detect, Afi Navi, whether this is a piggy or whether it's a ewe. So, l'chora, I mean, the whole question over here is, by what right could a Navi anyway tell you anything? L'chora, the only way that Eliyahu HaNavi has a right to say halacha is where it's negeya, an earlier machlokes. No, since he is one of the individuals of Makabo, ish would be Moshe Rabbeinu, so he can tell you halacha according to the time that he was at that point alive as an ish would be ish. He continues to be alive from that time, but he doesn't have a samchut to tell you whether halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, halacha is like the Chachamim. Who asks him? He's just a Navi. A Navi who comes along, tries to tell you halacha, will hang him. Oh, but Mashiach is the current Av Bezda. You'll ask, how could Mashiach know whether it's a piggy or whether it's a you? Because he's Murav Vadoin, he can smell whether it's a piggy or a you. It smells like a pig, so then it's a pig. Anyway, they should say, Achi Yivadavaka, Bechitim and Misapkale. Maybe you'll tell me, it's not a pshat that it's like Rabbanan. I'm misupik whether the halacha is like Shem Gamliel, whether the halacha is like Rabbanan. So he comes along now, Meret Tzedek, to tell me how to pass it. So that the Etzim we're going to say over here like Boshitas. I mean, Misapkale, instead of Misupik, then you have to be Machmer on the Bechor, not Bechor on the Bechor. So I say, am I to remember number four? You're not sure, so you should say it to perform yourself. Furthermore, it is yourself. Assume you misapkulin. He wasn't misupak, because I'm a Rabbi Barbachana Rabbi Yochanan. It's the same Rabbi Barbachana, of course, Rabbi Yochanan, that called Makom Shishanah Rav Shimon Gamliel b'mishasinu, halacha kamosa. We passed him like Rav Shimon Gamliel all over, wherever he brings a mixture, except for three cases. Chutz mi'orei even see that in Raya Akhreina. Which is not one of these three, this is not one of these sort of three cases. We got a real problem here. Says the Gemara of Chaz like this. Of course, the Lord is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's why we're saying it's Potim and Abachor. What's then the issue of the issue is the one that we just raised. What did Rav Shimon Gamliel hold? Does Rav Shimon Gamliel hold that a Yoledet is Merav Chemetz? So Misafkele. He's over Rav Shimon Gamliel, Yoledet is Merav Chemetz. In which case, if a Yoledet would be Merav Chemetz, this could be a piggy. Right? And it's not hers. But it's definitely, the next one is definitely not a Bechor. Because she already must have had one, or she wouldn't have been Merav Chemetz. Oh, ain't a Merav Chemetz. The Shiloh over here that she wouldn't have picked up ever, even if she'd been Yoledet, she never would have picked up another animal, in which case this cannot be a piggy, it must be a mutation.
She wouldn't have picked up any
other she animal, wouldn't have picked
she
up.
Wouldn't have picked up an outside breed animal.
We haven't raised the question of an outside breed. We're talking now about piggies.
Right, but we're saying
that later we'll add that additional issue. Obviously, at this point, we're not concerned with it. So we said until now she wouldn't be Merachemet on anything that wasn't her own. If that's the case, so then if that's the case, what do we need the case of a piggy? Tell me that we're talking about a tle. You come up with a very simple question. You know, you made this insane case, you drove us crazy, it's a question of Bechor, of Be'achila. Say a simple case. There's a tle, just like normally happens. Following around the youth. And now I check both of them. Am I Chai of Malkus? Simple question. So that question will determine whether Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that if I see an animal with another mother, that must be its mother, or maybe a mother that are already been Yoledet picked it up, and then if I can't give you Malkus, and what do you have to make such a crazy case with piggies? No, I want the God going to make a crazy case. Because let's say I would have told you what the din is by Tele. So Abba Mina, would have asked Shiloh by Tele, you would have thought, okay, even if he would have held in the case of a Tele that a Yoledet is Merachemet on another Tele, she's not going to pick up another species? So So over there, the mina merakama, but the lab mina lo. Therefore, Ashmina Chazir. That's why the Davka, he wanted to tell us the case of Chazir, to point out to you that the question of Merachemet is Afil de Lab Mina Nami, Ikala Mamadilma Merachem. That there is, in fact, the same question as to whether the Rachel would have been Merachemet on the Chazir. And therefore, if you see a Chazir Karukach or a Rachel, maybe you can't be sure that's a mutation. See over here, by the way, the level of the vada'ut that it would not be miraculous. In other words, we're more willing to say that a near chibaniyat of mutations, that's more likely than she should be miraculous on a blood. So in other words, it's a vada, it's not a suffix at all. Nidma is always just a suffix.
So we're saying
outside
versus vada, she wouldn't have taken.
No, we never said that. And, I mean, Lamaisa, in fact, we very often do see such things. Animals pick up other animals. It's cute. They always see these, they put them up all the time, you know, because it's so interesting to see a mother something and following along with all of its other children is a little piggy.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, isn't that a duckling?
No, it was
a
swan.
It was a swan. Oh, there you go. I took higher the honor of the ocean boy Akhoi Baribin, son of Godo, Barib Akhoi, who asked the following Shaila, Ra'ach Chazir Shekorach Acharach El Mau. What's the din about a Chazir that is Korach to a rock? What do you mean, what's the din? My coming by the way. Look, Abby, what? What's the din? Elaine of the Bukhara coming by, like, what is he asking? Legabe is the next one of Bukhara. Whether he'll consecrate of Shimon Yomil is for Rabbanan. So, what do you need a little piggy for him? Is he by, like, sweat? You could have asked a simple question. He coming by, like, Bukhara, but leave the Rabbanan, and Laakila, I'll leave the Shimon Yomil. No. He is basically asking a very dense question that has numerous applications. That's why he asked it in this fashion. He's asking it, Alibi Rabbanan, he's saying, Lebechera, Afil Rabbanan, I'm in Merachma. He says, look, I know that the Rabbanan in the Brisa said you have to be gracious, but maybe this slab picked up a different, this ewe picked up a different slab. But would a ewe pick up a little piggy? That's my question. Question A, Odilma, Mina, Dolab, Mina, Nami, Merachma, maybe you would have. I'm furthermore asking whether there's Lachila, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. If Rav Shimon Gamliel, even if you want to say, Imtim Salema, even if you want to say that Rav Shimon Gamliel would be later, that if she had already been your letter, she would have been a Merachemet on another species, a Mamela, this is perhaps a real piggy, but maybe she's only Merachemet on another species like her own, the Mina, but the Lav Mina Lot. Oh, Dilma Lav Mina Nami Merachama. On all of these cases, we have to say,
No,
Taken just means let it stand. It doesn't literally. Not really. No, Taken means take. Taken means Takum. Stand. The question is stand. We turned it into this for Yavam, saying, but that's the question. Again, I mean, it's nice to be there. Listen, if somebody on the darga of Ravina or Ravashi would come, we'd say we'd ask him our question. But we wouldn't say I'm a subject. Could be every other one, we'd say I don't know. But it'd be nice to have him to see what he would know. Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam, who we discussed yesterday at length because of Rav's talk, like Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam. Finally, we get to the Mishnah of Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam. Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam, Omer, HaShochet et HaBechor, somebody's going to Shech to Bechor, Ose Mokom Bikufit Mikano Mikano Toleshet HaSar. Now, what it seems to be saying, we'll see that it's not so partial, Because the Gemara will say the Lashon Mishnah may mean Osim Mokum Likuchis. Likuchis. He can make a place. It seems to be saying he can even use the knife to shave away the hair on either side. Well, a kofitz is a cleaver. It's a big discussion why in the world we want to talk about a kofitz, because Rashi is saying the reason that he wants to move the hair away is because of a chashash of halaga. He said before, Takat Semer Mesubach, he said in Chulin, the Shaila of halaga. Maybe the knife will be hidden underneath the Semer Mesubach. And since the Bechor, you normally wait quite some time, it's got quite a lot of hair on it, because you have to wait till it gets a moon before you can shave it. So you may very often have a Shaila of halaga. But Tosis points out, I mean, it's a little bit crazy to talk about a kofitz in the case of halaga. If you want to talk about halaga, then you want to talk about something small that can sit under on a kofitz. It's a big cleaver. Why in the world would you raise the issue of a kofitz for halaga? So if anything, it's the opposite. But maybe the shadow over here is that it'll get caught. In other words, if you have something small, there's less of a problem to chef with it. If you have a kofitz with a lot of thick hair, it's liable to get caught. You won't be able to the shkita properly. Okay, so fine. But in any event, see, if we learn Mokum Likov, it makes sense, because you need a place for this big cleaver. Later on, the Gemara is going to say, I'll leave the ones that stud him, that we raised in the Shilas about the mission, is that it means you make a place for the kofitz. But you don't use a knife to cut the hair, you pull the hair, because if you use a knife, then it's Giza. Giza is also on the before. So it means you could be Terlesh. Maybe Terlesh is not Giza. Okay, these are the issues we're going to raise in the Gemara. In any event, he says you're allowed to pull the hair off from either side. So let's get this out. Don't take it and put it somewhere else. Just leave it here stuck on the rest of the fur, because otherwise it looks like you're doing Giza. Don't take it off. The same. So Leshet Asar, or some say Atar Leshet Asar, Lirot Makom Mum. You need to be Bede, the actual skin. Obviously, you have to get rid of the hair to see the moon properly. So over there also, you should be careful not to take it away. It shouldn't look like you're being gazed.
You actually pull
it
out of your hand.
And you should pull it.
It's not dark on fire.
Omar Rav. Halakha Rav Yosef ben HaMashulam, as we saw yesterday, Rav Parkin, Dr. Rav Yosef ben HaMashulam. So now the question is, the logic of Rav Yosef ben HaMashulam is not clear. Boy, my name is Rav Huna. Yes, Rav Huna, what would you say about a normal animal on Yontif? If you want to also, you want to take off its fur in order to shaft it on Yontif, should be allowed to do that? Time it of Yosef on Meshulam Shibutikasava Taylor Shalav Haina Gazes is what he's saying is that pulling hair and not cutting hair is not considered to be Gozes. And Legabi of Bechor, the Torah said, Giza, Dafka, not to be Gazes. Okay, I'm not doing Giza. But by Yontif, there's no Yisr Giza. By Yontif, the Yisr is to be Tevich Dover Mi'ikoro. So that would be Yisr for sure. Over there, it's Eker Dover Mi'gidulei. So it's the same thing as pulling out a plant from the ground. It's not Kamina that I do it here in this fashion. Or maybe the shot is that the Almas of Rabbi Yisr Ben HaMashulam Tolesh is Gozi. Maybe it's not because it's mutter, because it's not Giza. The reason that it's mutter, and it's I'm at a shori, to have the dovish in a miskaven. Since over here, you are not being miskaven at all for pulling it out, you just want to move it to the side, so that there should be room for the kofitz. Now, okay, you pulled a little bit too hard, it was nitlat, but your kavana was not to be tarlish. You have no interest in being Telesh B'chlam.
What are we doing with this kofitz?
Shafting me before.
We're using the kofitz for Shrita?
Yeah. That's what you use.
I
saw your knives. Those don't look like Sakin to me. It looks like a kofitz. So maybe over here, should be Mutter even on Yantik. It would be Yantik, Dovah, Shedem, Eskavim, Mutter. So it would be mutter on your, it would be mutter on your Yom Tov too. Why not? Omar Lahu, so he said, I'll tell you. Yizil Shaila L'Rab Chanana. Go ask Rabbi Chanana first what the din is. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yossi ben Amashula? I amar aloch Rabbi Yossi ben Amashula meib shetulach. If he'll tell you that the aloch is like Rabbi Yossi ben Amashula, then I will tell you what the sfora is and how to apply it to Yantzim. Because he's worried, because this explains what's not Pnina. I mean, if he holds that the sfora is that Kinegdo would be mutter because it's a Dover Shein Miskavim, what's not Kamina Lagabe Bechor, how we pass him? We know Lagabe Yantav, Dover Shein Miskavim would be okay. So Tosis says, no, he wanted to hear what the Halacha was like, because if the Halacha wasn't like it, and we would have answered by a Bechor, even though Tolish is not Gozes, then that means that in order to do Shechita, they weren't going to be Matir, something which normally they would be answering Min Rabbonim. In other words, even though Tolish is not Gozes, but we answered it. What do you mean, I need it for Shechita Tav? So then I would say the same thing by Yantav. I wouldn't, in other words, it could be that the Chachamim would be Machmal Agami Yantav too. If you'll tell me that it's a Shechita, if something is normally only in Issur Rabbanan, I'll be Machmal. So fine, then I'll discuss with you, Agami Yantav, whether we should be Machmal or not. But if we're not willing to be Machmal by Bechor, I'm not going to be Machmal. So first tell me what the din is by Bechor. See, he went and he asked for Chananya. And Rav Chanana told him that Rav passed him like Rav Yosef ben Meshulam. Amalei Ochi Amaram, Halachik Rav Yosef ben Meshulam. Okay, so now he went back to Ravuna and he said, look, okay, I got my psak. Tell me what you have to say to Gabi Yantav. Amalei connected Gabi Yantav is mutter. He told, these were a group of Talmid. He told them, if that's the case, if he told you it's mutter for Bechor, it's mutter and Yantav also. It's Manami on Rabbi Chananya Bar Shalmi on Mishmei the Rav, connected the Yantav Mutter. And indeed, we see that Rav himself was quoted as saying that connected the Yantav would be Mutter. And Lechora that's saying that the reason is because it's a Dover Shein HaMiskavim. Problem is that Rav doesn't seem to hold that a Dover Shein HaMiskavim is Mutter. you determine that it's because it's a Dover Shein HaMiskavim. But Lechora Yantav, Rav said that it's Usher. Miyom Rav Ochi. Miyom Rav Chia Bar Ashi Mishmei the Rav. Didn't Rav Chia Bar Ashi quote Rav as saying that Masucharia the Nezaita is Usher La'aduke the Yomataba? That you are not allowed to screw in the beres on a barrel. They used to have like a hole, a tap. And if you want to take out something in the barrel, you push through a tap, and the way you would do it, you surround it, in order to prevent leakage, you would surround it with wet rags, and then you would stuff it in like we use today, the, you know, fish tun and so on. But when you would do that, you would squeeze the liquid out of the rags as you were putting it in. And Rav says it's mutter, even though it's not, I have absolutely no kavana for that, you simply want to get a tight fit. So why do you say it's awesome? It must be because he holds Dover Shein HaMiskavim is awesome. Now by Yafi Rav Shimon Meida. Over there even Rav Shimon Meida. Rav Shimon is the Mokar of the Halacha of Rav Shimon Meskavin is Mutzer. But Rav Shimon is Meida, as we know, the famous Maimer of Abaye Barava, the Amit Abayu, Meida Rav Shimon the Psikresh of Eloyamos. That Rav Shimon is Meida in a case where somebody only wants to pull off the head of a chicken so that his kid should have a puppet. He has no intention whatsoever that the chicken should die. It's entirely an accident. And that over there it's usher, because the act of pulling off the head of the chicken is, in fact, seems to result in 100% mortality for chickens. So in this case, what a dog. So in this, yeah, it's not going to help. What a great trick, though. Yeah, I mean, my eyes are wide open. I'm just thinking we got a little painting underneath the sunglasses. So in this case, the tap if you push it in, will vadai leak? Will vadai be squeezed out of water? Therefore, even Rav Shimon would be made. So that's not a kasha. Rav holds Tovashin of the scavengers. Butcher! Therefore, on Yontif, you'd be allowed to pull at the hair, even though maybe some of it will be in the clutch. And it's not a problem.
You said, okay, we do well on Yontif. Which Chav Malacha would that be?
Kosher.
Kosher? Same. Pulling the hair off the animal would be crazy, but you know, generally, pulling the hair off the animal is going to the center as one of the animal models.
That's not pulling, that's cutting.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's going
to be Thomas Kosher.
Yep. Yeah. I, as the Gemara, Amar Rav Chiya bar Asher, Amar Rav Halacha Rav Yehuda. Rav Pasuk like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds Dov Shein Miskaven is Usur. You're telling me now we're going to pass in the Dov Shein Miskaven is Mutter in the case of an animal that you need to shed, because after all, you didn't mean to pull off the hair, so what? According to Rav Yehuda, you're not allowed to do it anyway. Rav Chana bar Ami on my Shmuel Halacha Rav Shimon. It's Gufalach, like it's Rav and Shmuel, how to pass in the Gabri Dov Shein Miskaven. As a matter of fact, Rav Chiya bar Ravi even says directly, below Gabri, without quoting, Rav Amar Halach Rav Yehuda, Shmuel Amar Halach Rav Shimon. So what are you telling me now? Rav would hold that on Yontif it's Mutter. That's absurd. True. Liolam, it's true that Rav holds Rishabah Rav Dov Shein Miskaven Kosa. And furthermore, he holds the reason in our Mishnah that it's Mutter is because Tehle Shalav Einu Gezer. Not because it's a Dov Shein Miskaven. And that a Bechor, there's no Isser to pull off hair, it's only Isser to be Gezer here. The reason that we said that Rav holds on Yontif it's Mutter, the Yontif on the time of the Shari, not because it's Dov Shein Miskaven, but because over here it's an Oker Dover Megidulu Kiliyakri Yad. It's because the way in which I'm doing it is not normal. You normally do not pull out hair, you normally cut hair. Therefore, since it's not normal, so that's not a malacha. It has to be a malacha with my shepherds. So I'll bought an answer, that's fine, okay. So the same way they were matir, legabe b'chor v'tzerev shkita, they were matir, legabe yontif v'tzerev shkita. And this is exactly why I asked you to find out what Rav Chanano held first the Gabri Bechor, because if my Bechor would be Osir, it would mean that they were Matir in Isidur Abonim for Tzerev Shvita. Good. So then I'm not going to be Matir on Yontif either. Even though it's only in Isidur Abonim, and he said it for the Tzerev Mitzvah Shvita, it's tough. And you see clearly from here, let's say that, that the fact that we're not Matir, Hechsheri Mitzvah is of your eyes. Because, I mean, otherwise we should say, we should say that the lachem mechotz archecha, and you should be able to shed. We have to shed on yantif. You have to pull away the hair on yantif. You're going to say, but it's only makshir and mitzvah. You could have done it before. Why should you shed? You could have made a place for the shmita earlier. Apparently, that is a very serious question. Same way, we won't be matir legabe before. We won't be matir legabe yantif even makshir. I want to remind everyone they are cordially invited at 7:30, but please no later than 7:30, preferably earlier so we can start at 7:30, so we can do our siyum on Shabbos Vatamos, the Muladab Meir together at my home.
7:30 you mean?
Post Mincha.
Much 7:30, not like 8:15?
7:15 is even better.
That way, we
know yeah, I can find a mincha. Yeah. I was just worried about the young.
Yeah.
What about a shimmy?
Yeah.
Two.
Two
of them.
Yeah, but today they might have a half day because it's fast. I don't know.
Are you going in there? Is Rashimi here?
I
you're not going in there today.
I'm hungry and cranky now. What the heck?
I don't know. I think he's in town.
All right. Because I wanted that.
I think that.